Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio, and we literally have a packed studio for you today as we have five students and one teacher coming from Holy Trinity. And it's about time I start announcing everybody. We have Miss Layla Numayo, and we have students Joy Carlos, Patricia Eman, Rexine Jimenez, Janine Fontanilla, and Pamela Hernandez. I'm sorry if I mispronounce any of your names. Thank you all for coming in.
Hi.
So we're here to talk about your dance crew that you guys are part of with your school.
Yes.
We are going to be talking more specifically about an event that you guys were going to be going down in Edmonton. But just to start off, Layla, since you're the teacher here, we just want to make sure, because I know there's a lot of people worrying right now just about the coronavirus. Is this event still going, or has it been postponed as of right now?
The Alberta Health Regulation Services has asked all venues with 250 people or more to cancel their events. So as of right now, it does stand that our event is postponed, and we are waiting the decision of the health services, because they would know better than I the best precautionary measure moving forward.
Mm-hmm. But I know we were kind of talking a little bit off air. It was supposed to happen in a couple weeks or next week, is that correct?
The 19th to 22nd.
So very, very, yeah. So literally just a few days from now. But I know the one thing you were saying when we were talking off air is this event still could happen in the future, but we got to make sure we're still, you know, up and running just in case it does happen.
Exactly. We have to keep pushing forward, because at any moment, as the news has already reflected, things can change haphazardly and immediately. So we want to make sure that if it is too, that we haven't lost any time, but we're just staying positive.
Yeah.
Staying positive and optimistic.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't know who wants to take it away. I've been already picking on your teacher, but just who wants to talk a little bit about the dance crew and maybe the focus of your group?
So obviously we're from Holy Trinity. A few years ago is when it all really started. The dance community within our school was like really small, and it was just through like this option class that you could take. And personally, I always wanted to dance, and like I never really went to the studio, so I was like, whoa, this is so cool. So I joined it, and I remember everything was really small. Not many people, you know, were in the class. Like, it wasn't like a widespread thing in the school. So, but over the years, it's been greatly developed. Like, it's crazy. We have like boys and girls, we have breakdance, we have all this cool stuff, and we have this new crew, which is our crew basically. It's the seniors. And we're called Nighttime Vibes, yeah. And the girls with me right now, they've been with me since the beginning, and that's where it all started. And it's just amazing. Right now, we are fundraising for the event, and we have a lot of support from the community. We've gone to competitions here at NDO and Fort McMurray, and we have so many opportunities in the school because of the dance class, but then we also get to focus on school, you know, keep our grades high. And it's just really great. Like, there's so much positivity, and like, I'm so glad that I've been here for a while now. So yeah.
Is your focus hip hop?
Or yes.
Yeah. So I know nothing about dancing. I don't know what the saying is, but like, I have like cement shoes. I can't move at all. So I guess we'll just go down the line. We obviously heard from Pamela, but I guess Janine, you're next. Why did you want to be a part of this group?
Personally, I wasn't really into dance. I'm more into sports like basketball, because I think I'm better at that than dancing. But I think it was grade 8 when my friends joined an elective class, and I didn't want to be left out, so I just joined with them. So I was like, oh, okay, let's try this out. But then I saw there was like a barrier with like the advanced class and just the open class, mm-hmm. So I was kind of intimidated, and I kind of felt embarrassed to dance, but then when I joined the class, I met such an amazing teacher that got me to keep on dancing, and she's with me right now, that's Mrs. Mayo, and I'm just really grateful for her. She shaped who I am today, so yeah.
Would you say you're a better dancer now than maybe basketball player?
I mean, I still play basketball. I still play basketball in my senior year. I think I'm still better at basketball than dancing, but...
Yeah. All my times of watching High School Musical, you can do both.
Yes.
All right, well, let's keep moving down the line. Erickson, why did you want to be a part of this group?
When I was in grade 82, when I started dancing, I was just like in an option class, and I took it. And then I had a lot of fun, and then so I just wanted to like keep continuing it because I actually like feel happy whenever I'm dancing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then like Janine, like she has basketball. I do cheer with Pamela.
Yeah, I do cheer.
And so yeah, we kind of like balance cheer and dance. And then since cheer also has like dancing in it, it kind of just like works together. And then yeah, I like doing both. Mm-hmm.
I don't think you might have much of a hip-hop vibe in cheerleading, unless I'm right, not wrong. I don't think we actually I don't think we actually had cheerleaders back when I was in high school. So,
really?
What do you prefer, cheerleading or maybe being in like a dance group like this?
I like both of them. I like both of them. Because I could do hip-hop and dance, and I could do like some cheerleading stuff. And it's really fun doing both of them.
Okay. All right. Well, moving down again, Patricia. I'm going to ask the same question. Why did you want to be part of this group?
I feel like my story is a little bit long, so I'll try not to branch off. But basically, my love for dance has started when I was about as like soon as I seen like people moving. So I want to say maybe 3 or 4 when my sisters were first enrolled in ballet back when we were still in Philippines. And then apparently my mom would tell me stories of every single time we'd be waiting because I was still too young to join. I'd be like watching and peeping, and I'd ask her like, Mom, can I please do that? Like, I really want to do that. So at 4 years old, I just remember loving every single moment when I was in the studio. And then when I was 5, we moved here. So then I got a little bit shy, and I was like, no, like, I don't want to do dance anymore. But I knew something in me was like, there's something there. Like, there's something waiting for me, and I have to pursue it. So when I went to Holy Trinity and I heard that there was dance as an option, I saw that as a sign of like, this is what I've been waiting for. And eventually in grade 8, when Miss Leela came, I was like, yes, finally, like a hip hop teacher, like that's what I love. And she's been pushing us to grow, and she's shown us that like to use our full potential, and that we're more than like what we think just because we haven't been dancing for this long.
How does someone start from wanting to do ballet to having hip hop as their favorite? That seems like a big evolution right there.
I don't even know. I want to say maybe it was my sister, because I think my older sister, she did hip hop first, and then so she would always just teach me her dances, and I think that's how it kind of developed. And I'd watch videos online on like hip hop dances, and that's how I feel like it started. But yeah.
Okay. And well, last but not least, we have Joy. So
yes.
Joy, I'll ask the question again. Why did you want to be part of this group?
So I joined dance as an option as well in Holy Trinity, and I saw it from my sister. She did dance at Trinity first, and then Miss Leila came, and then I joined dance as well. And I just love dancing. Like whenever we would do dance shows and stuff, I'm like, this is what I want to do. I want to like perform all the time. And when we would do like pep rallies, that's all like I'm waiting for. Like I just want to show people what I'm capable of through dancing, and that's why I really love it. That's why I want to continue being a part of this crew.
All right. Where's hip-hop rank? Is it number one for you as well?
Yes.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Holy Trinity's dance crew, Nighttime Vibes.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me in studio is members of Holy Trinity's dance crew, Nighttime Vibes. The competitions that you guys have been in, is it just you guys obviously have your routine, or is it something like if I like watch a movie where there's a lot of movies where it seems like there's two groups going back and forth at each other, kind of going, well, what does the competition look like?
I think we foster a very healthy community with everyone, so it's not that whole, like, yes, it's competitive, but we're not competitive with one another. We're ready to help each other out if it comes to that. Yeah. And I think in the hip-hop community, at least, because, like, you know, that's what we know, anytime we've been in that setting, it's super welcoming, mm-hmm. no matter what. Yeah, everyone's very supportive, and it's never, like in the movies of, like, oh, like,
I'm the best type of thing.
Yeah, like, I gotta prove you wrong. Like,
our group's way better than your group.
Yeah, no, we've never been like that. And so far as, like, other groups as well, especially in the hip-hop community, that's never what the environment is about.
Yeah, it's very friendly competition, and we're all there to support each other at the end of the day and, like, be like, oh, that was great and stuff. So, yeah.
How big is your group? Is it just you five? I think you mentioned at the beginning, Pamela, there's a few more people, right? 17.
Yes. Every year we have, like, auditions for, like, this crew after school, because we do have these option classes that are within, like, our schedule for school. But there is, like, an after-school hip-hop kind of thing. And we audition for it every year, and that's what we've been doing, and that's how we develop the actual Nighttime Vibes crew. And the 17 of us now, the rest of us that are not here, that's part of the Nighttime Vibes that we have.
We have six people in the studio, including myself, so seven actually, including myself. I don't think we could be able to accommodate 17.
No.
So thank you for only bringing five of your students, Layla. I'm curious, just from you being able to teach them and kind of oversee them, how have you seen maybe their talent rise since maybe start to finish?
It has grown exponentially. I had to restore a lot of belief systems inside of themselves, so negative self-talk was the biggest tool that I had to eradicate entirely. Positive rapport, feedback, I would expose them, bring them out to all the training facilities I could. We just pay for cost because we were school, and they were hungry for it, and I knew that they would appreciate it, so I made sure that all the doors were always open, mm-hmm. and we got there the best that we could. We fundraise actively, and when we do, we always fundraise for each other, so yes. we see what the whole value is, and then as a team, we raise it so we can all get there. But then when we get there, we have such a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that is what makes us really good, is that we actually just have fun, and we laugh, and we don't take it as seriously. We just kind of train because we enjoy it, and I think the enjoyment of it becomes more rewarding, because then we want to get better for ourselves first, and then because we love each other so much, we're vibing out and relaxed, the growth happens organically.
Do you see this as being a really good tool, maybe with mental health?
Definitely. It like, does, yeah. mm-hmm. Dance for me has become an outlet, like, mm-hmm. literally, like, nothing else. It's something that I can use to express, like, no matter how I'm feeling. And it's just really great to just put yourself out there and be vulnerable through dance. And like Joy said, like, you can show what you're capable of, and it's everyone can feel the same energy with you, kind of thing.
Yes.
And it's really great that we've opened that, you know, opportunity for other students at the school. Like, so many kids, they've also joined in because they see, like, we have a great time just, like, you know, vibing out with it, you know.
We don't let money get in the way of our mm-hmm. dreams. Yeah. We know that businesses have overheads. We understand that. But we don't believe in the marked up value. So whatever the cost is, we look at it as the cost that it costs to go to the venue or to go to the event or partake. And that allows us to be honest if we can attain it, and we just work together mm-hmm. to get there. And I think schools and students have seen that value of not having to leave our school grounds to go to a studio and pay more money mm-hmm. for the same experience. I have studio training myself, and I think because I have the insight of studio backgrounds and exposure, I'm able to give them the same experiences because of my knowledge of the dance community and my connections. And we brought Natasha Gurry this season to the school. That was the first time we brought an outside source to our school. So the school was able to allow us to do so, and that was incredible to have her.
Yeah,
she set choreo on the girls. We love her so much. She's from Vancouver. I met her in Calgary over summer when I was training there, and we just talked one-on-one, and she said, bring me to Fort Mac, I want to meet your girls. And I was like, I can see, I can ask and see. And I got a yes, and I was like, wonderful. And they came, she came up, and the girls met her, and it really kind of brought us and Vancouver into a family, and that's what hip-hop's all about, bringing communities together. And we were able to do that, and every class got to benefit from it. No one had to pay for her to be there. Like, so the school literally just, we brought a guest teacher, and she taught every class for the week. So we're very thankful for the district for letting us do that, because that was a huge value price tag. Anyone would pay thousands to travel to Vancouver just to take one of her classes, and we were able to bring her, and she taught over 200 kids in our dance department.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Holy Trinity's dance crew, Nighttime Vibes.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
As well.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me in studio is Holy Trinity's dance crew, Nighttime Vibes.
We mentioned a few times already that you guys have been doing a lot of fundraising efforts. I don't know who wants to touch on them, but maybe talk about some of the, I guess, the efforts you guys have been doing to help raise some funds.
So basically this past month especially, we have been hustling our butts off, sacrificing every lunch, you know.
Selling K-pop,
$2. taking time out of our studies and out of our busy lives to make these products and to make sure they're really well and like even like packaged and everything like that, sacrificing our lunches to sell one of our kids. Shout out to Faith. Faith Hibbs out there. That one day she raised $400 for us.
Just
raised
like 90
lunch.
Minutes.
Yeah.
In 90 minutes.
That's a lunch.
Doing what?
Selling pops.
We've sold pops. We've sold anything that we can really like bake at home. We've sold chocolates, things like that, like little fundraising opportunities. We've sold, right now we're currently selling Colonel's popcorn. They come in like little bags for $2.50, and we actually have this new thing that we're coming up with that Layla can talk about and touch in a second. But we've also gotten so much support from everyone around the community selling giving us their bottles.
Yeah, Earl's and Mr. Mike's. So the ones I wanted to say thank you to specifically. Earl's has been great. Mr. Mike's, the Kitchen Table, East Village Pub. Those four establishments have been allowing us and our families to go and grab bottles whenever they're available to them and use that to put towards their accounts for dance balance. So that has been a huge, huge gift from the community. So we thank all of those businesses for that time.
I know we're just coming off the weekend now, but you guys were out over the weekend with doing some event, is that correct?
Yes, we were at Sport Check. Yes, we were at Sport Check all weekend. We were selling raffle tickets, 20 bottles for $20. So we have a bucket of wine, bottles of wine. Every bottle is valued at $1. So the $20 donation goes towards the team.
Okay.
It goes towards our overhead. It allows the team to train in Edmonton with their adjudication staff, so they can come back with more curricular training outcomes that have been met now, because now not only are we going to compete, but we also get to take class for the weekend, and we also get to meet other dancers, other hip-hop dancers. The boys get, we have some boys coming. They get to meet other boy dancers who are well-versed and well-skilled in other skills like breakdancing, popping, locking, boogaloo. Those are things that we can't always have in our community right away. So that exposure alone and the training aspect and also working alongside someone they aspire towards is nothing to see. Like, on YouTube is one thing. In person is a completely different experience, right? So to see it and be like, whoa, just like YouTube. You get the same vibe, but you grow because you get to see value in like those that are training. And I'm really excited for us to get out there. It was a good weekend selling those raffle tickets.
For sure. Well, we're running out of time right now, but is there anything else any of you would like to add maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about?
I just want to say that I'm very thankful for all the opportunities. For me personally, like, I've grown so much, not only as like a dancer, but as a student and as a person in general. I've I've gone so many places, done so many things because of dance and because of Miss Layla and all the opportunities that she gave me. And I'm just very lucky, you know, that I got to, it all started with dance, you know.
And I'm proud of them too. I think the school has been really supportive in allowing this program to run from 3 to 4 after school. The kids don't have to stay past then. They get to be in other sports, as you've seen. They get to kind of be a well-rounded athlete. Plus, they have really high academic scores. Like, a lot of these girls are going off to university and colleges in the fall. So that's really nice to see, is that not only are they able to end school at 4 o'clock, still have the same dance experiences, they're also planning on furthering their education, and they still have a love of dance. And that's the most important thing, is that they still have a love of dance.
All right, well, first, I just want to thank all of you for coming in. Janine, I have to thank you, especially because your love of basketball and dance makes you really want to watch High School Musical again. But hopefully your event in Edmonton gets rescheduled in the coming weeks, and you guys are able to compete. So thanks again for all you guys coming in.
Thank you so much.
Once again, that was Holy Trinity's dance crew, Nighttime Vibes. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.